You are listening to Hyped on Tea, the show that takes you on a global journey through the world of tea, on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. My name is Josh Hypes, and I'm your host. Last week, we took a brief journey into the world of oolong tea. This week, we're going to pivot to white tea and talk about what makes this type of tea different than others, and why this should be your go-to drink for those late-night study sessions. We're so happy to have you listening today, so let's dive right on in. White tea is a delicate type of tea that requires a steady hand and a careful eye to brew correctly. This is partially due to the way that the tea is produced. White teas are harvested before the tea plant's leaves are fully open, when the young buds are still covered by fine white fibers, hence the name white tea. Tea farmers will pick these buds and quickly dry them to avoid oxidizing them. Unlike green teas, white teas are not exposed to the same pan frying or steaming process. This means that while white teas are more similar to green teas in terms of processing, their minimal oxidation results in a unique, fresh, and delicate flavor profile. When brewed, white teas often have a floral, grassy, sweet, herby, or citrus notes paired with a yellow color. White teas also contain considerably less caffeine compared to any of the other types of tea, such as green, oolong, or black teas, making it the perfect pick-me-up if you need something to get you through that last hour of studying. Throughout history, white tea has a mixed reputation. Some historians allege that white tea originated from the ancient Chinese custom of paying tribute to the emperor in tea. This tea tribute was typically sourced from the youngest and earliest harvest, which often was regarded as the finest quality. Historians also speculate that during the medieval Song Dynasty, the imperial tea gardens, which often produced experimental teas made exclusively for the emperor, used techniques that bear striking resemblance to modern white tea. The first modern white tea was not discovered until the 1700s in Fujian province. Fujian tea producers discovered that they could develop a type of loose-leaf tea from prematurely harvested tea buds that would flower in warm water. Because of the difficulties involved with storing and transporting these tea buds, for several decades, white teas could only be grown and consumed in the tea-producing regions of Fujian. As tea production and storage methods improved, white tea could be produced outside of Fujian and across the world, such as in Taiwan, Sri Lanka, India, and Nepal. Some of the most popular types of white tea include Baihaoyin Zhen, also known as silver needle tea, renowned for its large buds covered with silver fibers, and Bai Mudan, or white peony, which is a newer variety of white tea that combines more mature open tea buds with unopened buds. To make the perfect cup of white tea, here's what you need to do. Warm up some water to about 190 degrees Fahrenheit and scoop out about 5 grams into a strainer over your cup. Pour the water into the cup, cover your strainer, and let your tea steep from anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes depending on the type of white tea. If it is a more delicate type of white tea, consider shortening the steep time even further down to 2 to 3 minutes. You never want to drink over steep tea. It's not a great experience. Always make sure to check your steeping directions for the specific type of tea that you will be brewing. Then, after your timer has gone off, it's time to enjoy your refreshing cup of white tea. Normally, you can do about 3 infusions of white tea before it just starts getting bitter, so always consider that whenever you're having loose leaf white tea. And that is your introduction to white tea. Though we have only scratched the surface, thank you so much for listening. This was the 7th episode of Hyped on Tea, and I hope you're hooked on tea. You are listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.